dwelling on wedge issues rather than focusing on real solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the previous hour, I was talking about Choke Point, Operation Choke Point, which is a joint DOJ-FDIC, Federal Trade Commission operation, meant to deny financial services by putting pressure on banks that service these industries, and they're doing it one business at a time. Now, right now, they've assembled a list of, you know, controversial, less than desirable, whatever. Now, they exist in the free market, and they have a market that wants their stuff. They have a market that uses their service. They have people willing to pay them. They pay their taxes. They follow the regulations. They do everything legally. These are legal businesses. Now, if we sit here and simply do nothing about this, and this is a successful operation, if we do not raise an outcry to this, who remembers the Gibson guitar raid in, I believe it was in Tennessee, the Gibson guitar factory raid, where they went after them because of wood, right? Now, what if they decide, you know, what if the Gibson, you know, what if some small business owners, political, in the wrong direction for the politically correct ilk, what if they decide to employ this tactic against them? If this is successful, this is where it will lead to. They're not going to stop at these 30 targeted businesses. That is the tip of the iceberg for them. This is a probe. Let's send it out and see what happens. Let's see if anybody notices operation. That's what it is. It's based upon misdirection. It's not the feds you see that are cutting off services. It's the banks. Now, see, the banks don't have to cut off services. They could raise a little bit of a stink over it if they wanted to, but they're not going to do that because they're risk averse. When governments use overt lawmaking or even public diktats try to persecute people, at least the persecution is out in the open and it can be opposed. The targets can protest, they can prepare or run if they realize early enough what's going on. Opponents of the outrages can organize and oppose. If you get enough notice and enough passion together, maybe they can prevent a disaster. When the government opts to use covert pressure, though, it's harder to see and prevent onrushing disaster. And the disaster is ultimately worse because of the very hiddenness of the tactic. For this, the disaster would go far beyond the mere act of driving perfectly legitimate businesses either out of business or underground. Now, there's this term out there that I hate to use. Was it Fender? They went after Gibson and left Fender alone. Fender, another guitar maker, but Fender donated to Obama. I hate to use the term social contract because I never signed one and you probably haven't either. But society, civilization, probably not you listening here, probably not anybody else listening in the chat rooms or the various ways and means that are taking the time to try to pick something up here and there. Civilization itself operates on certain assumptions that laws are or should be fair, and that government is accountable to the people, that individuals and businesses are generally honest and honorable in their dealings, that hidden agendas are rare, that people operating within the law deserve equal protection under the law, and that if you're a peaceable person, you won't be targeted for either prosecution or persecution. And sometimes these assumptions are a myth. But they matter, because these and many other beliefs and expectations are the facade that maintains the glue that holds the civil society together. Now, if you begin secretly and randomly targeting the innocent, and society is headed for the fall. Somebody nobody knows who or what is trustworthy, or whether they'll be the next victim. Nobody knows if they can build a business without being arbitrarily torn apart. To survive, formerly legitimate businesses are forced to go offshore or underground. People who once prided themselves in being law-abiding citizens face the choice of going broke or becoming a criminal. What begins with targeting only the morally or politically unpopular ultimately is going to have no limit. The progressive administration that targets guns is followed by the conservative administration that uses the same tactic to ostracize, English is my first language, and destroy birth control providers. The progressive administration that follows that may use the well-now established president to covertly eliminate liquor, fatty foods, or sugar. See how this works? Or any other remaining firearms, for that matter. And on it goes. And this is what Margaret Thatcher called the ratchet effect. Each new administration, no matter what they call themselves, no matter what the political position it claims to represent, builds on the powers established by the previous ones. With Barack Obama, who has never opened up any of his personal records about his college, or, you know, we don't even know if his birth certificate's real, the next president coming on is not going to say, I am turning these things back. This is everything you need to know about me. He won't do it. He won't do it. No matter who it is. No matter who it is. Because they're going to build on the powers established by the previous ones, and they're going to use them. And in some cases, that's going to be ruthless. In the meantime, amongst me and you, trust erodes, and increasingly nobody knows where they stand with the powers that be, or what they can rely on as they seek to satisfy their daily needs and go about their formerly ordinary lives. 40 years ago, when Nixon was caught covertly using government to target his perceived foes, Americans rose up in scorn and drove him out of office. Today, Obama uses the IRS to wound his political foes. He uses the Justice Department to cripple any business it wishes. And Americans can't even work up a bored yawn for that. This is not just a sign of growing corruption in politics. This is a sign that we now expect and accept both moral and political corruption and the dirtiest of dirty tricks from on high. Now, part of that's common sense. It's always been naive to expect honest government. But now it's reached the point where government corruption isn't just used to get money or consolidate power or crush high-level opponents. Corruption is being used against you and me and our freedoms and the companies we do businesses with. The good thing is that this lack of trust, and conversely the lack of trustworthiness, is now filtering down to the street level now. And that's not going to end well. Oh, no. It never does. This coalescence I was talking about when it comes to gun rights, this is, if we can't fight back and we can't do business, what are we then? What do we become in the eyes of the progressives? We become wards of the state, which is exactly what they would like for us to be. Your job is to not be. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
Keenly aware of the similarity.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Hearn, Texas, the police officer who shot and killed a 93-year-old woman has been fired. I talked about this yesterday. Saturday afternoon, this happened, I think, on a Friday. Saturday afternoon, the city council met to discuss taking possible disciplinary action against Officer Stephen Stem. It took them less than 30 minutes to reach a unanimous vote to fire him. He responded to a 911 call Tuesday from Pearly Golden's nephew. She was upset about not being allowed to drive after failing a driver's license renewal test. Roy Jones says when he wouldn't give Golden her car keys, she went into the house and grabbed a .38 revolver. Jones then ran to the side of the house and called 911. Stam ordered Golden to put the gun down, but Golden refused. Jones said Golden fired two shots into the ground. At that point, Robertson County District Attorney Cody Siegert said Stam fired four shots, not actually the five that I heard about before, hitting Golden twice, once in the right arm and once in the upper chest. Siegert says they have not confirmed whether Golden fired first. In this particular instance, I find myself agreeing with a Black Panther, Quan-L X. You know, Michelle from Texas Law Shield and I talked about him yesterday. He has been hitting the nail on the head with this one. And he asked the protesters that he was leading to give the council members a chance to do what's right. I have a hard time arguing with that. Mayor Ruben Gomez said he would recommend termination. City Attorney Brian Ross advised the council to do the same. In a statement Friday to News 3, Stem's attorney Robert McCabe said he is fully confident that Officer Stem's actions were immediately necessary and legally justified. After he was fired, McCabe said he'll meet with Stem next weekend to discuss the termination and what step to take next. Stem joined the Hearn Police Department in July 2012. 6 months later, he shot and killed 28-year-old Teteril Satchel, who was shooting a gun from inside a vehicle in the parking lot of the Columbus Village Apartments. A grand jury did not indict Stem in that shooting. This shooting will go to a grand jury. Now, here's the thing, and believe me, I'm not talking to you from experience. I'm talking to you from somebody who is trained to do stuff like this, who, you know, but I've never been a police officer. If I've got somebody that's 93 years old and they've got a gun, I'm going to be dealing with them from a vantage of cover, of real cover, of bullet-stopping cover. Because you should never go into a situation as the good guy intending to kill someone that is not a bad guy. There's a difference between an upset 93-year-old and a bad guy. Perhaps she suffers from dementia. There's a lot of things that can happen to you at 93. Now, the fact that this lady still wanted to drive a car tells me that she had a certain degree of being spry still left in her. She still had a lot of spirit left in her. Maybe her eyes just didn't work anymore for her to be able to drive. That's, you know, it's happening to me as we speak. But when you roll up on somebody like that, unless they are actively seeking to shoot you, I believe the restraint is the name of the day. I mean, that's just what you got to do. And going guns up on somebody shooting the ground with a revolver, they got three shots left. They got three shots left with a revolver. Let her empty it into the ground. Guess what? Disarmed. Now, there are a couple of instances where that wouldn't apply. If this person is firing in random areas and firing in populated areas, yes, maybe you need to think about doing the unspeakable. Just in the name of public safety. Truly in the name of public safety. If they're shooting into the ground, and I, you know what, that's a very irresponsible thing for a gun owner to do, to have a gun in anger like that. But 93 years old, this was an expression of anger. Not at anybody in particular. Just anger. And we're never going to know whether or not this lady meant to harm anybody, because she's dead. And now here I am agreeing with a Black Panther. Because he's right. I don't know if, you know, it sounds like that first time he shot somebody and killed him, that might have been righteous. I don't think this is righteous. Any more than I think the cop that shot the dog that was running away from him barking with his tail wagging was righteous. That wasn't a righteous shoot. Police, if you want to be respected, and I want to respect you, I want to be able to look to you when I need to. Now, I'm not going to wait on you if I have to. If I don't have the time to wait on you, I'll handle it. But I want to be able to respect that you're going to do the right thing. I want to be able to respect and expect that you're going to do the right thing when the time comes. And the right thing to do is not shooting something out of fear. There is possible threat, and then there is threat. And when you're in the face of possible threat, you can control the situation. And the harbinger for whether you shoot someone or not should not be they weren't following my verbal commands. If your gun's up already, there is no way they can traverse that barrel to you, trigger the shot, and hit you in time if your gun's up. You already have the advantage over them. And the last thing you should do is go into the trigger guard and pull it. Unless that's the only choice you have. That's the problem I have with this. I don't think that this shooting of Pearlie Golden was the only choice that police officer had. You shoot somebody when you have no other choice. Somebody's shooting at you, you don't have any other choice. You shoot back. Somebody shooting the dirt, different story. And a police officer, when they step up and volunteer for the job, they're not drafted or anything. They do it for different reasons. One of them should not be to shoot their fellow citizen. They're nothing more than civilians wearing a vest daily. That's it. That's all they are. You know, I point out the ATF agent that was waving the gun on the highway, and this guy shooting a 93-year-old woman, and this other guy shooting a dog in the back of the head. It's not all of them, but they got enough to make them look bad. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowling.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot do it.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. New York Times and the New York Post. The New York Post is a little more casual about their operation, but they both are anti-gun. Except when it comes to the police and other government agents. And this can put those newspapers into a very peculiar position. In this particular case, it's the New York Post. Their story, a Bronx woman watching Criminal Minds was nearly killed when a bullet whizzed through her wall. And the correction department captain who fired the errant shot escaped criminal charges despite attempts to cover it up, sources told the Post. Eric Lynch, a Bronx Central booking supervisor, tried to escape through a window, but retreated back into his apartment when he saw cops approaching, sources said. He then placed furniture in front of the bullet hole in the wall to hide it from the cops. Lynch, 52, was charged with three felonies, criminal possession of a weapon, reckless endangerment, and tampering with physical evidence. But District Attorney Robert Johnson's office dropped the case before his arraignment, saying the whole thing was an accident. Now, if a gun owner had done that in New York, there would be no dropping, even though it was the same kind of accident. This is a blatant example of dual standards on guns, and it highlights a simple fact. Inequality is greater than elitism, which is greater than corruption, which is greater than criminality. In fact, the Empire State tramples on a resident's gun rights and then ignores criminal behavior from the chosen ones who are allowed to exercise that right is all the proof, if proof be needed, that politicians and police shouldn't be trusted. Now, that was the default of position by the framers of the U.S. Constitution, and nothing has changed except that New Yorkers have succumbed to an enabled government tyranny. And one of the things that I notice out of anybody that listens to this show is this this seeking to figure out how to make, to turn that around, how to reverse that circumstance, and not knowing how it can be done. Because everybody wonders how you reverse that sad state of affairs. But in the meantime, Captain Lynch can cover that hole in his wall with another piece of furniture or something. And now he has every reasonable expectation to think, well, you know what? I got nothing to worry about. I can just leave it uncovered. Nobody's ever explained to me why corrections officers, especially captains aren't going to cell to cell. They're not doing that. golly gee. We got to get, you know, this is the thing. The need for one set of rules trumps everything out there today. This is where all of this perceived unfairness comes from, because there's not one set of rules. One time, a long time ago, John Locke wrote that people, by their very nature, are free and equal, and that they voluntarily transfer some of their rights via a social contract to a government, mostly to protect them from violence, so that they may enjoy their freedoms and their lives. But he further postulated that governments exist by the consent of the people in order to protect the rights of the people, and therefore governments that fail to do so can be resisted and replaced with new governments. And down in Mexico, the government failed the people of Michoacan. So they stood up, and they picked up guns, and they used them against a drug cartel, Los Caballeros Templarios, the Knights Templar, in a nation that does not respect the people's right to keep and bear arms. At the same time, with a government that forces people to depend on its armed authorities to protect their property, loved ones, and lives. In Mexico, it is illegal for citizens to bear most firearms. Of course, the Knights Templar cartel wasn't playing by that game plan. They possessed whatever they wanted to possess. And out of that, out of Michoacan, self-defense groups rose and adamantly declared their right to protect themselves and their communities against equally armed criminal groups. From Dr. Jose Manuel Mireles, they would show up at your house and say, "I really like your woman. I'll bring her back soon." Mireles said that he attended to more than 40 pregnancies of girls who were raped by cartel members in 2012 alone. Only girls who were between 11 and 14, the oldest being 14. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back, those rapes. February 2013, Mireles, along with a group of ranchers, local businessmen, and farm workers, armed themselves with hunting and sport rifles, machetes, farm tools, and took over two town halls controlled by the Knights Templar. This would spark a wave of other citizen uprisings against the cartels and local authorities in collusion with the crime syndicate. One of the reasons that I don't understand when I tell people in the United States, whenever I tell listeners, and they keep coming back at me, well, what if they do this, what if they do that? The Mexicans are doing this right now, and they didn't have guns. They had to find them, and they did. We got guns. We have already skipped one step. They have been so effective in Mexico that Mexico is trying to find a way to make them want to be absorbed within the Mexican military law enforcement complex. And they're resisting. And they understand, I think, to a certain degree, that trying to force them would be a pretty bad thing to go through. Because when you're dealing with a drug cartel, you're dealing with an enemy that has no restraint at all. You don't want to be captured alive by a drug cartel. In Mexico, the citizens had had enough. Doctors and farmers and ranchers and even priests took up arms against the Knights Templar. The government couldn't help them. They had pervasive corruption all through them, and that ensured that not only were the authorities cooperating with the cartel, but that attempts to report these crimes often resulted in retaliation after the complicit authorities reported those who complained to the armed gangs. And the people took the law into their own hands. There's some that are going to say they became vigilantes, but what actually happened is they merely did what their government would not or could not do. They took responsibility for their own safety, their own lives, their property, and their loved ones. And they did that when government failed to protect them, because what other choice did they have? When the government disarmed them and then failed to do their job, what were they supposed to do? So they stood up. They took up arms illegally. And they did it anyway. They did it knowing full well that this was the only option they had. They defended themselves and their loved ones when the government couldn't live up to its contract, and they won. And they won big. They won not just against the Knights Templar, but against the very Leviathan that was their own government. At a ceremony in the town of Topolcatepec, where the government, you know, I love it when they say these names, just rattle off like it doesn't have any syllables at all. Where their movement began in February 2013, officials handed out new pistols, rifles, and uniforms to 120 self-defense group members who were sworn into a new official rural police force. The movement spokesman, Estanz Leo Beltran, said, now we are part of the government. Now we can defend ourselves with weapons in a legal way. This is not an ideal solution. The ideal solution is to not make armed civilians part of the government to legalize their gun ownership. The ideal solution would be to acknowledge that the authorities cannot and will not be everywhere, and to recognize the people's right to keep and bear arms. But this is a victory of a sort. It's a triumph for the people of Michoacan, because they did what they had to do. They stood up knowing they were in violation of a law, quote unquote, and they did it because their government failed them, and that was their right. Here in the United States, Detroit Police Chief James Craig has been disparaged and vilified and rebuked. We'll talk about by whom. Last time today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
As we get ready to go away on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Here's the thing. As John Locke said, we the United States is in this social contract where we give over a small part of our rights in order to enjoy our lives. And I guess that was a weakness back in the day, because now it's gone way out of kilter. And except for, with the exception of, and I'm going to mention 3 sheriffs to you. 2 of them you've probably heard of, 1 of them probably not. Well, 1 police chief, 2 sheriffs. James Craig, David Clark, Chuck Wright. These guys got out front. They got on a news outlet and they said, do what you got to do to protect yourself. Now, for the gun-grabbing elite, okay, this was them encouraging vigilantism. All three of those guys have been gone after. And I've gotten to watch Chuck Wright very close, because he's just 1-2 counties over from me. The media went after him, because they had a jump in homicide, but all of the entirety of the jump was because of justifiable homicide. And he does not, and we should not, and I do not make any apology for shooting a violent perpetrator, a violent predator. If they come in and break your piece down, if they come through your door and whatever you've got, whether it's your flat screen TV or money or you know, your wife's virtue, whatever it is that they feel like they have a right to come in and take with impunity, if you shoot them down like a dog, no apology. Sorry. No apology out there for the gun grabbers. Don't care. The gun grabbers don't understand the social contract. They don't understand the value of life at all. And they don't respect fundamental rights. Now, the success that I just talked about in Meshua Khan, and the success that's happening in Detroit, and the success that's been happening in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and I don't know what's been going on in Milwaukee. I have to give you complete ignorance to that fact. But you're seeing people standing up and defending themselves because they have no choice, just like those entire locales in Michoacan, Mexico. They have no choice. They don't have the luxury of calling the police and sitting back and waiting 11.11 minutes. They step up, they take care of business, and they survive it. And they win. They win big. When people carry a gun, and I know there's some of you, there's some of you out there saying, well, you know, Bill, you've got that concealed carry permit. That means you've sold out. No, what I'm doing is I'm creating a trend. And everybody like me creates a trend. We are now known to be the most law-abiding people in the United States. Do we have national reciprocity? No, we don't. Do we have national constitutional carry? No, we don't. But what we are doing is we're laying the ground for that to happen one day. Our rights have been seized while we haven't paid attention. Our rights have been seized incrementally. Now, unless every man, woman, and child of you out there listening right now is ready to take up a gun and go and put yourself in the way of bullets flying back your way, the way to go is to seize it back incrementally. Every time somebody defends themselves successfully with a gun, legally, justifiably, righteously, that lends to the legacy that we are, which is law-abiding. And when we have no choice, we're going to do the right thing. And they don't like that. They would rather your wife carry a rape whistle instead of a gun. They would rather your wife, and let's say she manages to hang on to the rape whistle, she can be blowing it while she's being brutalized. And then, you know what, while all that's happening, killing her for that perpetrator who has complete and total control of her is optional. For you, if you're in the house and somebody comes in, they expect you to sit back and just take it. Just take it. Women are told that rape lasts for minutes, but gun violence lasts forever. Not properly applied gun violence, gun grabbers, not at all. Not at all. Rape lasts for 15. It's just a physical thing, ladies. You can get over it, surely, can't you? That's what they tell you. It was a crime of violence. It was an act of violence. There was nothing sexual involved in it. That's what they tell you. Just shrug it off. Don't worry about it. But that's not the way the human condition works, that they ignore. They ignore the fundamental right. If somebody tries to rape a woman and that woman kills that dude, I'm holding her arm up like a champ. Now, she may not want me to. She may not like it. She may wish it, and she probably does. She probably wishes she was never put in that position. But if she does it, that's because she had no choice. Just like the people of Michoacan, just like the people in Mexico that right now the so-called armed vigilantes are still operating. They're still very effective. The army doesn't want to take them on. The federales don't want to take them on. The drug cartels don't want to take them on. Because these are people, you know, the drug cartels do it for money. The federales do it for money that they get from the drug cartels. These people are doing it for their lives. They don't want to see 11 through 14-year-old girls raped so that doctors can see to their unwanted pregnancies. Gun control is an atrocity. It is a crime against humanity. It is taking, if you were a gazelle on the plains of Africa, with your only defense against the lion that's hunting you is your horns, they would saw your horns off. Taking people and taking away their means of defense. Most people are not MMA fighters. Most people are not athletes. They're not power lifters. Most people are just people. And their means of self-defense is going to be a gun. Those that don't want to pick that up, by all means, go that way. I hope, I pray with all of my soul that violence has never visited upon you. I do. Now, for those of us who've chosen to pick up the gun, I also hope and pray that I never get put in that position. But the outcome is going to be different if I do. Because I'm going to fight with every breath I've got until my last breath is exhaled. If they win, they win. But it ain't going to be free. They're not going to be going home saying, look at what I did today. They're going to be going home looking for medical attention. And when a group of people will tell you, we're smarter, and they'll tell you, you don't need this to defend yourself. You need this, or you only need this, or you only need that, or you don't really need that, or you can rely on this, or you can rely on that. 9 times out of 10, the common denominator is going to be the only one you can rely upon. It's going to be yourself. Statistically speaking, armed civilians meet up and engage 20 to 30 more times more criminals by an order of magnitude 20 to 30 than police do. They meet up with them at the inception of the crime, too. Not after the crime. While the crime is being begun. And a lot of times they stop it. That means they stop them 20 to 30 more times than the police do as well. Your power in all things in the United States, you really don't truly believe just exactly how far those limits go, how almost unlimited it is, because you have seized your own self-reliance. We'll be doing this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.